This is the story of the liberty of an autumn Folgate. A little bit of this, or would you like a bit of that? But in weather like this, you should wear a coat, a nice warm hat, a needle and thread. The hand stitches on time. It's battling Levinsky versus Jackie Burke, bobbing and weaving an invisible line. So, step for step, and both lights on our feet, we'll travel many a long, dim, silent street. Would you like a bit of this, or a little bit of that? A little bit of what you like, does you no harm, and you know that. The perpetual steady echo of the passing feet, a continual dark river of people, in its transience and in its permanence. But when the street lamp fills the gutter with gold, so many priceless items bought and sold. Round Arnold Circus and up through Petticoat Lane, past the Well of Shadows, and once back around again, arm in arm with an abstracted air, to where the people stare out of the upstairs windows, because we are living like kings, and these days will last forever. 'Cause sailors from Africa, China, and the archipelago of Malay jumped ship ragged and penniless into Shadwell's Tiger Bay. The Welsh and Irish wagtails, mothers of midnight, the musical carousal and spilling out into bonfire light, sending half-crazed shadows, giants dancing up the brick wall of Mr. Truman's beer factory, waving bottles 10 feet tall. Whether one calls it Spitalfields, Whitechapel, Tower Hamlets or Bangletown, we're all dancing in the moonlight. We're all on borrowed ground. You come with me to the liberty of Norton Folgate.
Far away.
What's up? Dan Marino.
Fuck.
And the Limehouse Golem.
Restaurant.
Yeah,
there's a Chinese chef trying hard to flog
black and white, it's got no sound, and a man's head pops up and down right across your widescreen TV. Only a fiver. Second-hand coach, happy just to float in this little taste of liberty. You're a part of everything you see.
This way, my little popular, the best
of the steel. Well, it's steady old fellows, pickpockets, dandies, extortioners, and night wanderers. The ghastly, the feeble, upon whom death has placed a very sure hand. Some in rags and tatters, reading inarticulate, full of noisy and inordinate vivacity, that jars discordantly upon the ear and gives an aching sensation to both pair of eyeballs.
Yo!